All right, Q-sters, how are we doing today? Let's get some work done. Let's have some fun and let's recognize each other. Kelly, interview on Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Sorry I missed the call. You are welcome to join me on Inspired with Q, maybe the gang, my headhunters, PBS Radio, maybe they'll help out. Catching up with you. They do all my dirty work. I like. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so the forthepeople.space is look at, not necessarily in this order, but these are a lot of the topics that you're craving knowledge about. And that's why I do an entry now, because I'm not necessarily satisfying your knowledge framework. If I'm coming in and out of a body continuously, it can see comprehensively our collective consciousness in real time. I'll do my best to be of service always if the rest of us are still waiting for our consciousness to get in us, and or less restrictions from DNA or more capability from our DNA. These are the items that maybe you'd want to talk about today based on querying. What would Source laugh at? And that is basically recording infinite knowledge, experiencing infinite knowledge. So every single thing in the universe is in you right now. You know every single thing. Yes, of course, your bodies are being manipulated. Your biosphere is manipulating you. We have people trying to kill us daily, et cetera, et cetera, chemicals or otherwise. But if I could give you an example of what it looks like outside of here, back in here, number one, you're trapped in a soul cage. And two, that doesn't allow you to access all this unlimited knowledge unless you work for it, like I'm suggesting, by commanding your spirit to increase your life force energy. Why you record it on a television show, a radio show like this one, and then you charge for it? So you charge green pieces of paper with pyramids on it to record the life we're living is a comedy. And it's why I do it, to make fun of myself instantly. I love that we go live a life, record it, entertain ourselves by rewatching it. Where in the rest of the universe is, they just watch us run around. So if the light had a sense of humor about what's going on here, is recording life is probably the biggest bang for the buck. The other item I feel you're starting to gain traction on that is you're inquiring about is how your three little agencies and others outside those agencies, controlling those agencies, track you through ayahuasca, hallucinogens, LSD, drugs, Vicodin, morphine, oxycodone, etc. So that's a really powerful statement I just said, because when you get out of your body, now I can map you. I can see how you're coming and going, and I can put a code with you to try and see how far into the multiverse you can go, many different tools, how your light comes to and from Source, and potentially do the abduction process. Well, certainly everyone knows someone who committed suicide that was an avid drug user. That's an example of that. And as always, what's it like to tuck in raw to bed every night? All right, that one's for me. Thank you so much. I'm going to get on to a couple topics real quick here regarding forthepeople.space. If you want to go there, it's one of my passions to tell you what I went through, what I am going through, and We'll start with who killed David Strait. Okay, so what's important for me in this recent post with For the People dot space, unfortunately, thank you for the donations, by the way, everyone. I try and keep your name anonymous because I don't want you to get attention. Forgive me. Incredible that you would donate to someone who's just using our great love for each other. I think that's a great way to give love too, but I just never have a way to thank you enough. Love you. Just know everything I do is for you. Every single day, I only want you in peace. And you're starting to see us make some headway, and I commend you for your patience. Probably screwing up my microphone as usual. If I put it on my heart, you can at least hear my heartbeat. Oh well. Nothing but background noise with Q anyway. When you look who killed David Strait, these same individuals I have to deal with, and this is your, you know, when you look at Donald Trump as an example, or at least the story, you just call it a story at this point. You're looking at a repetitive historian that you've lived many times. You're looking at King Solomon right there. Is he wants to give you he wants to give you freedom from the tyrannies of finance. With that comes a lot of skill to not get killed and not get all your friends and families killed, excuse me. So how do you play with the dark while and when I mean dark, I mean dark aliens. They do not care. They do not deliberate, and they do not care about heart. They have no clue what it's like to love, only possess, etc. Control. Now, I know it's hard to believe because you say that's a person who has feelings like you. Well, they don't. And that's why we call them aliens, is because you don't, when you see a reptilian soul or Draconian or many, you only know the names that are popular for the user community, but there's tons of them. There's octopus beings or spider being. Spider beings do not negotiate, by the way. So when they get into our societies as people, you see them as Mitch McConnell, etc. But they're not. Those are really dark beings in there pretending not to be. They're very good actors, and they're shockingly intelligent with unbelievable telepathic capabilities. That's why they don't want to talk to people like you who are savvy, because you can see truth instantly now. And this is part of the ascension cycle. When you can see truth instantly, you can see games being played. Life gets really interesting here because you see the identity who's in behind that personality. Personalities are driven. They're not necessarily your identity. It's very fun to have to be in multiple people and have different personalities. It's very fun. It's very exciting when you get to intermingle and collaborate with others with their personalities. So I'm waiting for the phone lines to populate. Maybe I'm, oh, I'm already behind. Sorry, everyone. We'll do PRQ Homestead this hour, and I'm going to get a little information out here first, and then we'll do timelines next. But yeah, go ahead and look to hear me chat with you, and then we'll do Inspired with Q in a few hours, and then PRQ at the end of the day. Thank you so much. When you read it, when you read Who Killed David Strait, it's really a tricky one to summarize what we do when we come down, but just no great care is taken when something's put up on For the People dot space. And when you look at the MK Ultra or My Lab, those are the names you know, the ones that we experienced. MK Ultra is your cell phone. MK Ultra is your iPad. It is your television. It is your pager. It is this very show. So if I can manage you and watch you and understand you with AI or otherwise, Now I got a good model for what you're absorbing and what I can program you with. So even right now, when I say all these words, they'll try and send an energy weapon attack on my conversation with you. And the way they do it is they come over you and start programming the words that they want you to have processed in your brain. So a great place would be a state lobbyist. He goes into a domed building, it has an antenna on it. I can send that antenna a program, and every lobbyist in that state political structure can do this. Notice that all the dome buildings in all the dome buildings in United States government have an antenna on top. Well, that's an inverted satellite dish that's sending messages into the brain or controlling the outcome of many different decisions. Well, the programs are they're doing their best to install in us is steering. So you're in a great war against the aliens trying to steer the outcome these dark individuals want. And make no mistake that David Strait was terminated because these are incredibly, incredibly foul. I'll use the words on the webpage, vulgar, evil, evil individuals protecting the overview of Satan. And they'll do anything. And I will be very positive, I assure you. They will do anything. Life means nothing to them. They have no heart center. They only dominate and control, and they don't care how they do it and how they get it done. And that's all you need to know about what happened to David Strait is he took on the dark. I take on the dark. And I will never stop. And I will never stop working for you. Anyway, have fun with the mysteries of Egypt. Obviously, you can see that you're getting so much knowledge, you'll be able to build power plants, re-energize that power plant if everyone can get along. And it's just amazing that we are making some headway. But you look around, when you look at all these people around you now, how much light is in them and how much isn't, is my question for all of you. Can you see why are some people avoid you, some people don't look you in the eye? Because they don't have enough light with a light beam. So when you have more light, these dark individuals cannot stand you gazing in their eyes. Thank you for letting me chit chat about that. Let's get to some chats. Let's do something today. Let's do something today. It is supposed to be homesteading. You're babbling about everything else. Can we do? I wanted to hear in from California, Troy from California on line three, Cloud Title and Alter Heart. Line three, Troy, are you there? Troy, are you there on line three?
Yes, I am sure.
Thank you for calling
Well,
in and thank you for responding. It really means the world to me. Thank you.
I appreciate that. What I'm seeing is there's this good correlation between when we actually are receiving the changes that we're asking for. I can actually feel in my body that something connects when my heart actually shifts and changes. It's a form of acceptance. And in that acceptance, I am also asking for you to confirm. Now, there are two aspects of this, and I'm feeling them at the same time. So when we're clouding the title, we're getting people to respond, to change their spirit and their heart, and to allow recording, because there's resistance for the like Solano County or other counties who do not want to allow the recordings. So I have to ask the question, am I changing something in myself, or am I simply allowing the change to take place in others? Because the more that I accept and invite people to change, then I actually receive those results. I have to change myself first in this process. And I end up being asking. And in my asking, it gives the chance for these recorders and other people to actually accept. Now, in this clouding of title, there are non-recorder's office options. I'm asking you if you know of any of these non-recorder's office options. There are these online services, and these are very helpful. I'm looking into confirming. In a non-judicial foreclosure, it is very difficult to get the title companies to actually respond to these online recording services, and I'm trying to get these online recording services to actually respond and say, yes, we have precedent that they have to adhere to these recordings that we offer you, because I haven't been able to confirm, and I ask you to confirm if there are any of these online services that actually do have weight so that the title companies have to report the recordings that are available online.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that great question. Most of the success I have seen when there is, so when we observe your excitement, there's just no way you're going to be able to stop yourself is your clue. I'm excited to do this. I deserved, you already know all this. I'm preaching the choir. When we get excited about being free on planet Earth, I would never doubt that you're making somebody do anything or controlling outcome. Not that that was your question, but for the other people listening, many of the individuals that have been successful when they have an adversarial when you're working in a third world country like California, it's very tricky. So most people I've seen successful in California are using paralegals or lawyers to file because they can instantly, they use words that are very efficient with clerks and so forth. So they say, yeah, we have a filing, and they look very official and they don't mince words and or can get an off bench order. So if I can just sit with a judge, hey, I'm about ready to file this at your recording office, and these guys aren't letting me do it, how would you guys like to proceed? And that goes a long ways. Because they, after all, they work for the state, they work for the county, and we don't play their games. We play federal games. The other way that are online and or service providers physically are anyone that focus specifically on district federal district courts. I've seen success with Department of Justice as well in your region. They're busy folks, but if you can get a case open there, it's free and they will investigate it. And it'd be discrimination, especially if you have an ADA, you have a disability. And Troy, you were are most likely eligible for that.
Yes.
Hint, hint, hint. So the ADA is really powerful, and I have used it.
Cool. Now, when I feel this with my heart and I see it, sense it, do we have, as long as we have gravity, do we have a timeline? As long as we're living on a planet, do we actually always have a timeline? Because that's the actual line of time that we're traveling in. Do we accept the timeline or do we create it? Because I can't really see the difference of the heart, spirit, and compassion change.
I'm 100% agreement with you because this is the battle of the minds. You still are going to process your heart information, your knowledge, and now that translation is your activism and your catalyst for what you're going to go do. There's no way around it. I'll give you an example. Is the county you're working in, California, calling in asking you how they can help you?
Heck no.
Right. Okay. So That's how heart center works. We don't have deliberation. And so now we're going to go play with the deliberators, and that's how we get hooked up on those timelines. You don't have a choice if you're going to play with the mind games, because they're all in mind energy. They don't even understand the statement we just made. So I don't find it as negative by any means. It's just the way they work, and how we, the more we integrate with them, in many cases, does stimulate more of their light, even if they're cloned out, even if they don't understand awakening processes and the volume of knowledge that you get through your consciousness instead of your brain. So I hope that helps.
Yes, I have been trusting more that when I receive an impression, I go, wow, thank you for the impression. And that's that connection to spirit and body that I'm talking about.
Absolutely. You got it right for me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. What a wonderful call. Just love it. Just love hearing Troy. Thank you for the call. the reason I'm so headstrong with California, so to speak, is because we lost control of it. So it's its own country now. And wait till you see what's happening. Wait till you see what we do there. It's pretty fun. Let's keep moving on. I'm jumping around a little bit here, BBS. Kathleen from California on line two, update on district court lawsuit. Kathleen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Q. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much. So you decided to
Okay.
become a lawyer instead of a light worker. I got it.
I want to tell you what I've done. I sent out the notices to the two deputy sheriffs and the two bounty hunters. Putting them on notice, I sent them certified return receipts. They were all rejected. I went and filed the suit in civil court, did my statement of facts with my exhibits, and paid the $405 to file it. And now I need to serve these people, which is quite challenging. One of the guys I don't know anything about, the two deputy sheriffs, I think will be able to serve them where they work, although they did reject the letters I sent. But one of the bail bonds guys, all I know is his name and I don't know anything else about him. And I'm discovering that I'm going to have to hire a private investigator, but the private investigators I've talked to, they only work for corporations and not individuals. So I'm calling to just see if you have any other ideas. Oh, and the other thing I learned that might be helpful for the next person is if you request a waiver of that $405 fee, then they'll let the U.S. Marshals go serve everybody, which would have been fabulous because those people would be able to find these guys really simply. But in the private sector, it's much more challenging. So,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me hold you
yeah.
there just so I don't lose
Okay.
sight here. Okay. And then we can continue on. Okay. Great job for your due diligence, first of all. Thank you for helping so many people with your bravery. And my great love to you for doing this. So
Thanks.
when we look at California, you can see that private corporations are now managing the world, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's no legal system in between them from fining you. So I heard a story about someone who rented a car, and was a day late and return and made a communication statement to the rental car agency, big rental car agency, said, "Hey, I want to return it to an airport, not this location." And the agent for the rental car company did not put that in the computer, and the couple returned the car at the airport one day late. And because the car was due to be re-rented for some duration of time and wasn't available for that day, they put another $7,500 fee on their credit card. Okay, so Sure, there was an email. No, we don't owe you $7,500. Sure, there was voicemails. No, we don't owe you. So, will they just go and take it from you anyway because you've signed the rental agreement contract for any incidentals? So they call it incidental. All right, this is where corporations are heading you, and or 1984, the book 1984, is where you're headed if you're not able to slow down the process because you're your technology has gotten you so far ahead now on what is debt and why we own it. So now you have to sue the rental car company, which puts you on another timeline of garbage, is exactly what you just said to us. So now I have to go chase these jackasses down, and I didn't do anything wrong in the first. Well, but you look at what the outcome you're looking for is, and that is to be free peace on land. So my suggestion is you just favor where that avenue is. The sheriff has got to support the United States Constitution. If he doesn't, you got now you got something. So you're not gonna protect me on my federally patented land. You're not even allowed on my land. I'm going to have you arrested. Anyway, I only work at the federal court level. That's where I would work with this, the symptoms you have given us because of the massive trespassing. So just because somebody doesn't receive proof of service, you've mailed them, you've given them proof of service, you have copies of it, I'd work at the federal level.
Okay, so I'm just going to continue to proceed to serve them as best as I can, with the
judge.
Federal judges.
Now, if you have their corporation name and entity, serve their C-suite. Go up way up high.
Okay.
They'll have a controller. You know, you find their C-suite. Just nail those guys, because if they're agents for the corporation, that's just as good. They sent their clowns out to you. I'd get to the sea level.
So then, just for clarification for the sheriffs, then are you saying I should serve the sheriff of San Diego County, not these two deputies, if they won't be served?
Okay, so the deputies, forgive me, I lost in translation there. I was under the opinion that the bill collector side of your issue concurrently with the sheriff is two different entities, correct?
Yeah, it's two different entities. And okay.
Okay, now you told, let make sure I understand, you told the sheriff you can't come on your land and you had the signs up, correct?
Yeah.
And I you
noticed
recorded
them because they...
And yeah. You're recorded.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean recorded?
Your homestead is recorded in the county that you live in.
This homestead is recorded in Arizona. You can't record in California, in San Diego County anyway. I did try.
Okay. It is recorded and it has a date stamp and everything. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, it's recorded on the land. Yes. And I did send it registered mail to the San Diego Recorder's Office a couple of years ago. And they received it, and the way I understand it, at law, if they've received it and I have the green card returned, it's supposed to be recorded the minute they have their hands on it, or if you even leave it on their desk in their office. But that doesn't mean it's, you know, online that you can see. Yeah.
Okay, so here is what I've done in the past and other people have done fast. I go ahead and I send all my information to the legal representation for the county. So the district attorney for the county you're in, they get all of this information directly from you. I guarantee you'll get some action because you're going to have your site. You're going to use your citing paperwork for homesteading, and it's going to recite 241 and 242. If you fill out that entire form I've put on the webpage here at BBS and send it in with your declaration, a summary, they are required to respond to you and their client, which is the sheriff. So that's where I've seen the most success because they don't want to get in litigation with a federal claim. And then they'd have no
So,
wiggle room.
are you saying I should do that in addition to the suit I've started?
No, I go straight to the district attorney. And I think I've been pretty consistent. Always work with the district attorney if you're if these guys are trespassing and say, okay, fine, you guys are going to prison. And I have recited that. If you guys aren't careful, your sheriff's going to prison. And I've guys, I'm not going to be a jerk here. I'm saying I have a federal homestead and I do not accept being embarrassed on my land. And here is the law and here's the case law. If you look at Narlo's work alone, there's never been a federal homestead ever. The United States homestead's never been overturned in America if you defended it with
Right.
the case law. So it's just a matter of getting people to listen. You can see where 1984 is starting to take place here. They're not even listening. They only have rules for their county and their state. They're not they're their own country. So you got to
Yeah, well, and the rules, in my
get them
experience,
on
only
notice.
apply to them.
That's right.
Okay, so maybe what I should
Notice.
do then is send my
I go.
affidavit and my suit and
Yep.
everything to the DA and include my patent there too.
Yep, we do. You just give him
Okay.
copy. I'm not a huge fan of showing your, not to put timelines or create absolution for you, but the original legacy handwritten homestead, I do not like them having a copy of it because you're doing work for them. They work for the county. They can go get their own. If they want to get a copy of our homesteads at BLM, they can do that themselves. That's we exclude that, is my opinion.
Okay.
These so
But
work
I
at
would
the
just be mentioning it. I
so,
think I did mention it. Yeah.
yep. So you're putting the
Maybe
sheriff
I'll
on
just do a
notice to his
cover. Maybe
boss.
I'll do a
So,
cover letter. Yeah.
now it doesn't look like it's his boss, but the district attorney is trying to protect the sheriff. So the sheriff has to listen to the DA because you're about ready to sue their entire system. Not just the police department. You're about ready to sue the entire county in about 5 seconds. So remember how big that is. So county, let me make sure I understand you. You will not let me file federal land patent. Okay, are you sure? Just get a good piece of communication. I know you're a warrior, but get communication from them, and the district attorneys have to do that. The lawyers for the county, excuse me.
Okay.
They
Yeah,
have to
because
give you a
I
response. They
actually.
have to give you a response. And then you just make your communication clean. Okay, I'm filing, or I got trespassed, or which it doesn't really matter the topic. If it goes to their attorneys, they have to give you a response in writing. So ask a lot of questions. Is it okay to file a homestead in San Diego County, as an example? No or yes? And if it's
Okay.
no, how come why? All those things in writing are super powerful, especially at that level in a county. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, that helps a ton. And actually, I do have a, I sent the NARLA letters to the Sheriff of San Diego County in 2022 and got a green card return receipt. So they were even put on notice back then.
Great job. Great job. Make about 100 copies of that baby and go ahead and send it to the district attorney. Get him on notice. We're about ready to arrest the sheriff. Just because, so you can see the onion layer at these facilities, counties. Say, there's so many people there who are not accountable, do not care about you. That's what I'm calling the dark. They don't care about us anymore. They're too busy on their phones and watching the football game. They don't realize that they are people serving people a great service. And so they've just forgotten that they are from Heart Center. They're just doing their job. And by the way, I hate my job and I only make $65,000. I only make 65 grand a year. And what do I have to do? I'm not going to do anything extra, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, the officer's just waiting to retire anyway. And you know how many police officers I know that are killer? And you know how many police officers I know that sleep in their car every night? So the pension plan is working very well for the California police. And this is not to be disingenuous. I've talked to a lot of police officers over the days, and very good friends of mine. And I'm just asking, why would they not recite federal law if they sign, they put their hand to the United States Constitution when they're sworn in? Hold them accountable at the attorney level for their county. I hope that helps.
It helps a ton. My only reservations that I get some butterflies with are, it seems like when I go on defense, they immediately respond as though I've gone on offense. Like they take it as an attack and come after me. And so that just is a little bit scary.
Now keep calling in because keep calling in because the people listening right now love your story. Okay. I'll assure you it's not important who it is, but when we get fresh faces in U.S. government and they're our good friends, watch how this goes. I need things to fall apart so I can fix them and the people listening can fix them. If you knew who was listening right now, you'd freak out. It's incredible how we can stay organized, keep the complaints coming in. I think you're doing fabulous, and it's exactly what I expected. And thank you for being an incredible warrior.
Thanks, Q. I appreciate it. I've felt in my spirit that you've meant for me to be doing this the whole time. So thank you for taking my call again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for the call. All right, let's see. Conscious Cowboy from Washington Line 5. Update on their title company, Conscious Cowboy. Talk to me, Conscious Cowboy.
Hey, how you doing? It's great to talk to you again.
Hey, great to talk to you. Prove to me you're a cowboy. What kind of horse you got?
Hey, cowboys know how to be free, and they always ride off into the sunset as long as they stay in the moment.
That one's better than I thought it was going to be. That's great.
You know,
okay, what's update cowboys, on your title company?
Cowboys know how to be authentic, right?
That was perfect. Okay, first of all, you're going to start a title company. The PRQ team over here, we're talking about a few things. We're saying, what should it be? A Lidl title company? Should it be geographic betas? We're just trying to find catchphrases. What should the title company name be, first of all?
Well, it's official. We are legitimized, and the name of the title company is Gold Dust Title Company.
Nice. You get gold when you move in. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And awesome.
Great update. We're doing fantastic here.
Cool. I knew that you guys are going to be a good fit. And tell the ladies, I love them very much, and I cherish all the time I always get with them. So educate the people on what services you want to provide, or you just want to do it a case by case when you're excited and updated, or how are you going to do it?
Well, we're just going to see how this synchronistically evolves. But, my heart's intention is to absolutely get people free in their land and help them with this process. I have been so inspired, even before you started the show, about homesteading and this process. But boy, it's been absolutely wonderful to, have you help us understand not only the history, but the mechanism for doing this. So I've been so inspired with this. And, we're doing all sorts of types of research, but we're also doing education because we realize that, it's pretty easy to go through the process once you figure it out, especially if you have somebody helping them. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that people really understand how they can defend the property that they love and that they want to be on. And it really comes down to your intentions, but they need a little help really understanding what that means. So that's another thing that we're going to be doing.
Very nice. Very nice. And then you're on a very, very fluid timeline. Your gang is very good at letting things flow. Would you say that was been your best tool versus focusing on adversarial opportunities. Instead of trying to fix the system, you're working with existing systems and more or less coalescing, molding with it. Is that fair to say?
Oh, that's fair to say. Yeah, we sort of look for the path of least resistance that's in alignment with what we authentically want. Mm-hmm. And we really, really practice the art of being in the moment because we're just right now. So we don't really get too far ahead of ourselves, but we're really using our heart and our conscious center to feel, you know, what's important right now and what we can do in the moment, because we can really feel where we're going with this. And it's exciting. Okay. We have a lot of people excited. We got people coming to the area. So it's
okay. Okay, cool. So now when you look at maybe the storyline for, let's just say, the last half year or whatever, and we're observing the information we put up and we're going to decide what to do with it. Have you seen times where you wanted to go do something because it was the next step, but pulled yourself away from it because it just didn't feel right that day or that hour? Is that pretty much how you do it? You're like, I could run down to the courthouse right now and do this and that, but I'm just really not that excited today. I'd rather go fishing or something. Is it fair to say that's how you're observing your time?
That's exactly how we do it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't feel right, we just don't do it. And because we are really beginning to understand how synchronicity works. And if your heart's not authentically involved, it's like things don't always go as planned, but we just try to stay in the moment the best that we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Any other statements or questions do you have for us today?
You know, I don't. I just wanted to thank you and just wanted to give everyone an update of what's happening. And we're really figuring this out. I have an intuitive understanding of this whole process. And so if I can help other people, then that's fantastic. So
thank you for calling in. That's exactly what I was inspired as well. I need to get a lot more. I need to get a lot more of you teaching all of us. And that's what I got out of doing all the one-on-one work for years. I was like, everyone needs to hear this person's story. This is killer. We just need to pick, you know, an aptitude we enjoy. Thank you for calling in again, Conscious Cowboy.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks for the call. All right, let's do Michigan. Robin, I think I'm going to miss out on you today. I got to get Leah and Mike on here. Line six, foreclosure happening in a week and a half on their home, looking for advice and has some questions on the process. Mike and Leah from Michigan, line six, are you there?
Hello, Q.
Hey, Q.
Hey, you two. What's new? Tennis shoe? I missed that one. Sorry, guys. Missed that one. I'm still. I missed a lot of things today. Okay. So, what do we got going on?
All right. Hey, question. So, we have, you know, there's two ways here in Michigan we found out there to do foreclosures. One's called a judicial foreclosure, and they say that's the least, that happens the least. It's a little more rare. And then a foreclosure by advertisement, what they're doing with us right now. And it's basically advertising everywhere, everybody that, you know, the house is going into foreclosure and there's a sale coming up in a week and a half at our circuit courthouse. And it's definitely going to advertise because we're getting like, you know, 5 to 10 calls a day, people trying to help you get out.
Okay, let me hold you. I understand the process. Let me hold you up right there because we're going to get short on time here. All right, so this is a little simpler than you think. All right, I did this personally. The first thing I did with one home is I went ahead and called the district attorney and said, hey, you can't do a foreclosure on my house. It's federally patented. And if you do, I'm going to go ahead and have the sheriff arrested because it goes to the sheriff's office for auction, right? So let all the white noise in the newspaper happen. Just let them have fun with that. And then I serve a motion for dismissal. I assume you have a court case for a default judgment. You have some kind of foreclosure proceedings in the court, correct?
No,
it's just that. Nope, they said it's happening at the court. But
no, it's just a public option. Sheriff sale.
Say it one more time.
Yeah, no, there's no, it's just a public auction, a sheriff sale. We don't have anything from the court, nothing from the court.
Very good. So you take it right to the district attorney and you file, you file a motion with the district attorney and a motion with the sheriff. Now they have to go through a court. So you're mistaken. No one can auction your home off unless in a county, unless they've gone and got some judge to stamp it.
Okay.
You have federally patented land and you'll cite the sheriff right now. So the documents I've put up on the webpage, cite them for if you come on my land, we're going to have you arrested, et cetera.
Okay.
So I want to ask,
hang on just a second. Let me see if I got one up real quick here. Let me see if, can you send in, so we get so many emails, send in your phone number to the contact information for BBS there, and I'll call you here in, so today's Saturday, Sunday. I'll call you in a couple days, okay? Just.
Perfect.
And I'll have a copy, wonderful. I'll have a template for you to file what we've done in other states. Just make the numbers humongous. Make the phone number humongous. Huge phone number. Call it huge phone number from the gang. I talked to you last week. Just make it super. Make it loud. But I'll show you the template we've been using for other people.
Perfect. This is great.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take care of you. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready to win then.
Yeah. Okay. So you already have the title clouded anyway, so I wouldn't get too worried about it. Because you already filed your homestead, so it's yeah. This is a
now,
these
real
are banking
quick,
games.
Show up to the auction.
I never did. I just they almost always dismiss it if the sheriff is put on notice for disobeying federal law. It shouldn't have any problem. You just have to educate them. It's just one hand is not talking to the other hand. That's all that's going on here. I assure you, if the sheriff's put on notice, nothing's going to happen.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, let's see if I got time for one more. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. BBS, let's do line five. Jane from the United Kingdom on line five. If the crown were to cease to exist, I assume, how can we record our allotted title here in the UK? Jane, are you there? I can hear you just fine, but it sounds like you're in England. Go ahead.
Yeah, big pond cleaner.
Oh, very good, very good.
Okay.
How can I help you?
So we're desperate to have more information on allodial title in the UK, and I've been the one shoved forward to ask the question. So I'm very happy to do so. So we know that... the Crown has always assumed allodial title to, like, every patch of land in the UK. And we want to know, because, I mean, we know that the Crown doesn't exist anymore. So in which case, how do we go about claiming allodial title to land?
Thank you very much. Great call. Canada, Australia, America, get the original grant. Get a copy of the original grant, and originally you were let land in we'll say UK had the territories in UK. There'll be an original filing of the grant. So when you were given land there, there's going to be a record of it, and it was generations before you, obviously. Get the earliest title recorded on the specific property is how we've been doing it around the world. And then you can recite to our template. You can make our template your template, even though the words are a little different. should there was still the same process when we homesteaded in America and in Canada and Australia and the UK. Ireland, I'm very passionate about too. I would expect that one to be easier because we would say the Queen. God, it's tough to say out loud. We would say the Queen. That's her last legacy, and or the monarchy's last legacy of taking over that area. And obviously, we've all seen Braveheart. Anyway, that's where I would start, and then but keep calling in because I have other people that are going to want to see how well you do, et cetera. Is that okay?
Yeah. Can I just clarify something? So
yep, go ahead.
You say the earliest title recorded. Mm-hmm. Do you mean like if there's a farm that I know of and I have to trace it back to the first time that that was declared a farm?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That is correct.
So that's what you mean.
Yep, correct.
And the fact is that there's no crown allodial title on there now, so I can actually just go through your process, get that original deed where the land was first.
UK should be the easiest, and or many of the monarchies around. Yeah, definitely the Virgin Islands, all of it should be the easiest to prove that you have a loyal title. It's just a matter of educating people and writing it up correctly.
Okay, because a year ago, very quickly, a year ago, I listened to an old one of your podcasts, and you said that it was very, very easy to get a loyal title, but it was a bit trickier to defend it at the moment. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it's just you're just going to have to do footwork. You're not going to be very successful electronically. I have to move on to my next show, but please keep calling in. Get into magistrates, get into front of people and say, hey, I want to know who originally owned my land, this land or whatever. Thank you so much for the call. Keep calling in. I'm going to move on to the next show. My great, great love to you. Thank you, BBS Radio, for the people.space. Thank you, everyone, for listening. See you in a few minutes. I'll take a quick break.